Have you ever noticed how during great disasters like earthquakes, some buildings remain absolutely untouched, while others nearby are totally demolished? God can be very selective in his judgments. Mateo and Priscilla were serving as missionaries in Mexico during the great quake of 1985.
In a city that was severely hit by the earthquake, we met a woman who owns a small maternity shop. We had asked her if she could donate some maternity clothes to our Christian work, but she refused. However, as we spoke with her about the Lord and His love, she began to cry and open her heart as she told us about some personal problems she was having. As we consoled her and showed her God's answers and solutions from the Bible, she decided to pray with us and ask Jesus to come into her heart. After receiving Jesus, she had a complete change of heart and was much happier. And though we'd forgotten all about it by this time, she then insisted on donating some clothes that were needed by our pregnant sister. Well, a few days later, the killer quake struck. Miraculously, her store was totally spared and stood completely unscathed, although all the other stores on the entire street were completely flattened. She told us that she knew that God had protected her because she had personally received Jesus into her life and because she had done what she could to help his children.
What a way to ensure your survival and protection in time of war, social upheaval, or disaster. If you have personally received Jesus into your heart, then you know that God is with you and you can expect Him to take care of you. And if you are somehow doing God's will, serving Him, or helping, caring, or trying to be a blessing to those who love God and who have dedicated their lives to Him, then God has promised in His Word that He will bless you.
God will take care of you through every day along the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. He will take care.